This is the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
Yep.
Listen live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York.
Yep.
The ESPN New York app.
Yep.
Or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN. This is DiPietro and Rothenberg.
I guarantee you, you open that fifth banana, it's sensational.
We're going to find out.
I'll tell you what, if there's a brown spot on the interior of said banana, I will let you choose the second fruit tomorrow. Open the fifth banana. Ray, get that fifth banana and open it up live on air.
Raymond, put your hands on that banana. What?
Don't ask why, we're just doing it.
Yeah, you have the most practice.
Get that.
Oh my God, what is the matter with him?
This is DiPietro and Rothenberg.
Come on, grab the banana.
On 98.7 ESPN.
All right, DiPietro Rothenberg with you, 98.7 ESPN. I stand by this. No program loves fresh fruit more than this program.
No one. No one. Well, how could you not love the fresh fruit? I mean, this is delicious, as good as you can find bananas.
RJ, did you eat your banana yet?
Not yet.
It's like he's teasing it.
Why?
I told you when I opened it.
Yeah, but it's unwrapped.
I wasn't ready for it yet.
It must smell delicious in there, though.
I don't know if bananas have that much of a...
It has a fragrance, absolutely.
Yeah, there's a fragrance to the banana.
Yeah, I don't know.
Sniff it. Tell me what it smells like.
I don't want to sniff the banana. Right.
Sniff it. Tell me what it smells like. This portion of the show driven by the All-American Ford Auto Group, the number one volume Ford group in the Northeast. Huge locations in Paramus, Hackensack, Old Bridge and Point Pleasant. Shop allamericanford.net. That's allamericanford.net. I want to get to this Jay Williams sound in just a moment. But firstly, did you see this play last night with Draymond Green?
I did.
It's the same crap with this guy all the time. He plays his role well.
He's a habitual line stepper.
Yes, he's an instigator. Now, I will say this. Sabonis was holding, like he was trying to have an ankle tackle at the 3-yard line, right? He was holding onto his ankle, and then Draymond Green made sure to, wrench out of it and then stomp him on the way out. Stomp him and got thrown out of the game.
It's not a smart play.
No.
No, because, I mean, you get what you want, right? If you're the Kings, you get him kicked out of the game. It's not easy to do what Draymond Green does, to kind of to tiptoe that fine line.
He's really perfected it.
Well, yeah, until he does something like that and gets himself kicked out. Golden State has their hands full in the series, man.
I knew Sacramento was good. I thought that with the veteran presence from Golden State, they would kind of finagle their way by, but I'm not so sure.
Well, I mean, you give them the benefit of the doubt because they're defending champions, right? I mean, you got they traded for Peyton Jr., so he's back. You bring back Wiggins, and you thought they could just flip a switch.
Right.
They were awful on the road all season long.
Terrible.
Awful.
Terrible. But you have to like their chances to win these two games at home.
Because they were great at home.
Right. If they don't win these two games at home, they're done. There's no way they're not going to win three games.
Yeah, I think
their
mindset is we got to win one on the road. That's it.
Right. So can they win a game seven? How about this now? You've seen two games in Sacramento. Where would you go if this went game seven in Sacramento right now?
I think you'd probably have to go Sacramento at this point.
Yeah? They look that good to you at home, huh?
I mean, no?
Maybe.
Am I wrong?
No, I don't think there's a wrong answer, actually.
I mean, I guess the reason why I picked Golden State was for what we just talked about, was they have championship pedigree.
Yes.
Steph is awesome. You're going to get Wiggins back. And
Clay's been good, too.
You thought maybe, I mean, that they'd be able to flip the switch. To be as good as they were at home, especially defensively at home, and how bad they were on the road, I just figured with the kind of experience that they had, and I know there's some of the young guys didn't maybe take the step that they were hoping this season, but that come postseason time, they'd be able to, and they're that good, to flip the switch. And they had a good chance in game one, but, I mean, this
Sacramento's
team,
tough.
I think the only reason why you would discount them is just the lack of experience, right?
You know what they've done? I mean, Darren, and I said this yesterday on the air, and you just ran right by it.
I didn't run right by it.
Darren Fox is I'm telling you, I would take him over John Morant.
I wanted him on the Knicks. We both wanted him on the Knicks.
Love him. I think he's sensational.
He's a great player.
How much they love him because they moved on from Halliburton.
Yeah, but there was some question early when they drafted Halliburton. Like, what's happening here?
He's really good. He's a special talent.
Player.
So he's good. Murray's good. They've resurrected Malik Monk,
yep.
Anybody could have had him for peanuts, right? Sabonis is a talented player. Like, that's a good team. Trey Lyles is good. That's a really good team. That home court advantage is elite. I think they're pretty well coached in Mike Brown, and that's a dangerous basketball team.
I think what you notice too, especially coming out of the first couple games, like the performance of Josh Hart, like how important players like that, even game one with Sacramento, how good Malik Monk was in that first game, like how important those other guys are in series like this.
But remember, this is Sacramento at home. So let's see what Malik Monk and Trey Lyles and some of those second-tier players are now when they go on the road.
Yeah, but you love De'Aaron Fox, and you love Sabonis. I mean, again, like Herter, I mean, 2-9 from three last night. You're talking about one of the better three-point shooters in the league.
Right. He's a good player.
Yeah, he's a good player. Hey, listen, they're a good team.
They are.
I just think when you
could see Lakers-Kings in the second round.
And depending on what's going to happen with Ja, yeah.
If Ja Morant is going to be out.
Oh, yeah.
They don't have Adams. They don't have their backup center either, right? Uh-huh. Who's it? Who is
he
that?
He blew out his ACL.
Who is that?
It's, what's his name?
RJ, do you know who the...
Yeah, I know who it is. I just looked at this yesterday.
All right, I'm not putting you in a bad spot. I'm trying to get you some help.
It's not a great look for Dylan Brooks either, by the way, who I can't stand.
Well, I think a lot of people
when
don't
he decided,
like
well, he wanted to play.
He wanted LeBron.
Yeah, let's take LeBron. Yeah.
What team do you want to play? I want LeBron.
Give me LeBron.
Do we have a
RJ, what's his name?
Give us a hint. Who's the backup center?
What does it rhyme with?
Yeah. Does it rhyme with Pattums?
You guys, really?
Seriously?
You have nothing?
Nothing. Nothing for us. Really? This is what we're doing?
Terrific.
God, you guys are the worst.
What's happening?
You're struggling that much? You mentioned them yesterday.
I'm no kidding.
We don't remember his name.
Steven Adams.
No, the
backup.
Oh, my God almighty.
You know what? We're struggling. You're struggling.
Guy blew his knee out, you animal.
Here. I'm doing work here.
What are you doing?
Tell me you're doing work for tonight's
stuff, aren't you?
Giving you ample sound, of which there is lacking.
You're doing, what was that?
Brendan Clark.
There you go.
Thank you.
Idiot.
Steven, like we don't know Steven Adams.
God. Well, Brian Adams. Yeah, name it Adams.
You want to hear from Draymond Green?
Kay Adams.
She's very nice.
Very nice.
Yeah.
RJ, did you see the video of Kay Adams shooting herself in the face with the champagne the other day? Have you even seen that video yet?
No, I didn't see it.
Nope. Just
check it out.
He's not talking. RJ's
they've,
going.
They've
he's
shut
going,
down.
He's going
I'm
going
to go take those bananas back.
Santiago, no. You know what? I provide a banana. I'm not going to take away the banana. Let's hear Draymond Green. What happened between you and Sabonis last night?
My leg got grabbed second time in two nights. Referees just watch it. I got to land my foot somewhere, and I'm not the most flexible person, so it's not stretching that far. I can only step so far and pulling my leg away, so it is what it is.
All right, so you heard that. Now let's hear the response from Sabonis.
I got hit earlier in the game in the jaw there, so when I fell, you know, I was kind of protecting myself, and then obviously the incident happened, and I feel like there's no room for that in our game today.
All right, so where do you stand? He clearly held his leg.
Yeah, clearly held his leg, but I think, I mean, it's pretty clear, I haven't watched it a couple times now, that the stomping was...
It's a great word. He stomped him.
And stomped him.
He made sure, because he could have jumped past him. He made sure that left leg came right down on the leg of Sabonis.
Yes. Right.
He wanted that to happen. He wanted
right.
to
and
hit him.
Also,
he wanted
I mean,
to hurt him.
It also helps that it's Draymond Green, and he has a reputation of doing dirty stuff.
So he gets thrown out of the game. Now here's the question. You think there's any chance that he's suspended for game three? Because he didn't just stomp him once. He double stomped him.
Well, I mean, the first time, that was the stomp, and then he jumped out of it.
So he, right in the chest, big stomp,
yep.
Jumps, make sure that the second foot lands on the leg of Sabonis. It's a double stomp.
It was really one noticeable
stomp. So
it was
a stomp and, a jump onto?
No, it was like it was a kind of lost my balance. Oh, I'm going to stomp you and then pop out of it.
It's a dirty player.
He is a player that tries to walk that line.
At best, the best version is that he's a line stepper. The worst version is he's a dirty player.
I think he's
somewhere
probably
between
a dirty
that, right?
player. Like, there's been enough incidents where he's a dirty player. It's just, I mean, guys like that that like to agitate, it's not an easy job. You have to make sure that, you know, you're helping your team as opposed to hurting your team. Him getting kicked out of a game does not help his team at all.
No. Against a team that they have their hands full with. A championship team is about each player being a perfect fit. Same with your vehicle. So for parts that fit, head to eBay Motors and look for the green check. Stay in the game with eBay Guaranteed Fit. eBayMotors.com. Let's ride. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. Here's what Jay Williams had to say about the Knicks and how far they potentially can go this season.
So many Knicks fans, all they wanted was to go in for Donovan Mitchell. Like, I thought they should have went in for it. I thought they should have given up RJ Barrett and some other pieces. But hearing the chatter on social media about people revisiting that while I'm watching Jalen Brunson, who is the epitome of KISS, keep it simple, stupid, is what we say in basketball. 24-7, and the way Julius Randle played, you know, the Knicks could bind themselves in the Eastern Conference Finals.
Oh my gosh. I mean, here we go. The Knicks win one game, and it was a terrific performance, and all of a sudden they're getting by Milwaukee in the next round. Unless Giannis is hurt and can't play, I don't see how the Knicks get by Milwaukee.
Yeah, I have a hard time seeing it, but who knows? I mean, I'm not ready to make that proclamation. By the way, just so Jay knows, keep it simple, stupid is not just an NBA term.
No, it's an NBA term.
No, it's not
created
an NBA
by Red
term.
Auerbach.
Oh, was it?
Yes, it was.
Is that for real?
No.
Okay, I was going to say. You had me convinced.
Really?
Well, because you're so smart, you say stuff, and I just think it's true.
No.
No, I don't listen. This is, again, it's overreaction to, I mean, it's game one. You feel great? Yeah, you feel great.
And you should feel great.
And
now
you know you can play better.
In the Eastern Conference Finals?
But let's relax. Relax. Everyone can't wait to just have some kind of crazy hot take.
Because people are so reactionary. Do you see what happened? Islanders lose. You got callers like, I think this is awful.
Purple
this is
Belt
terrible.
Mike was done. He
sounded despondent.
Relax, it was a 2-1 loss.
I mean, you lost a game. This is not football, where you lose the game and your season is now over. Right? Giants lose to the Eagles. You understand why people are despondent.
It's not a 3-game series either. It's a 7-game series.
It's a 7-game set.
Relax.
So calm yourself down. If the Islanders lose game two, they're in trouble. It's still not over.
No, it's still not over. What do they say in the series? It's not the series doesn't start till the home team loses the game.
That's correct.
Right.
So let's wait and see.
That's an NHL thing.
Really?
Yep.
You know that was Paul Coffey came up with that little baby.
You know Paul Coffey used to go through he's awesome, but he would come on the ice for practice and he would start just randomly taking people's sticks off the bench and then he would skate around with like a shooter and be like and then criticize everybody's stick. Like,
oh, really?
No wonder why your hands suck. Sticks brutal.
He was awesome.
Yep.
What number did he wear, RJ? RJ's not really paying attention, I bet.
He also, at one point, I'll give him time to think. At also one point, Sean Bates, who was with me in the Islanders, he has like his lower half, like butt, legs, humongous. So he couldn't fit in jeans. So he'd always wear sweatpants.
Is this Coffey?
No, this is Sean Bates.
Okay.
So he walks into the locker room one day, and Coffey's a vet. He's a young guy with sweatpants. And Coffey reaches into his pocket and starts pulling $100 bills and goes, "What the bleep do you think this is, gym class?
Go buy yourself some pants.
Go buy yourself some Wranglers," and he threw him some money.
Really?
Yeah, basically jeans now every day. Every day to practice jeans.
That's nice.
Because Paul Coffey said so.
And Paul Coffey was the veteran presence.
Paul Coffey's Paul
RJ
Coffey.
Quickly, any idea what number Paul Coffey wore?
I did not know. Ray knew that it was 77.
That's right.
Where'd Paul Coffey go to college?
I'm willing to wager he didn't go to school. Mm. Am I right?
You are.
Mm-hmm. See?
So this is why you're the best.
Let's go to Shooter Stanford. Hi, Shooter.
Hey, yo, it ain't over till it's over. Yeah.
Shooter, you know what would be better? You know what would be better? If, like, one out of every five times you did a voice. Every time becomes a little much, I think.
I think I do one out of every five times.
And I don't
Check
think
the
so.
Math, baby.
It feels
Check
like it's
the
more.
Math.
All right, go ahead. Go ahead.
All right. Well, good morning. Good morning, company. On to the Knicks. I watched the game at the bar the other night because my wife threw me out. She had a test to study for, which was fantastic. But I don't like the bar. I'm like you, Dave, right? You want to focus on the game.
Right.
I'll be home for tonight's game, you know, so I can really focus. But every time I check the TV, Josh Hart was up there, man, making a big play. And he's not going to be in there tonight. So I'm thinking this is RJ's big chance. He has a chance now to step up and show us something. And also, at the end of the game, right, when we need stops, I felt like the Cavs were scoring faster. Like, we were just giving them the game back. Like, we have to make a stop, and we should be fine.
The Knicks did not play well
down
the stretch
of
that game.
Yeah, a couple of bad turnovers.
Well,
they had a bad
turnover.
They had,
like, a high screen, and Brunson turned it over. Then Mitchell poked it ahead, and they got the basket there. The Knicks did not play well down the stretch of that game. I don't think they would argue
that. That's where
you
miss him, though. I mean, multiple reasons why you'll miss Josh Hart if he doesn't play tonight. But that's, I mean, their best defensive five includes Josh Hart in it. I mean, dude, at his size,
he's a closer.
He's one of the best rebounders in the league at his size.
He's a tough defender.
Tough defender.
He can pass, he can shoot.
Steals.
It's amazing to me that he's been on so many teams so early in his career.
It doesn't surprise me. It doesn't. Like, players like that are in high demand. And, like, if you're a team that's not ready to
win.
This is his first time in the playoffs, man.
I know. Well, you knew the moment would not be too big for him, and it certainly wasn't.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
I think they're listening to me.
They're everywhere, Dave.
I know you're here.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want.
Woohoo! Over here!
Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts.
It was catastrophic, but I did remedy, and this is the beauty of
buying... No, you didn't remedy.
I remedied.
No, you didn't remedy.
I took another banana.
Well, that's not... Yeah, well, you didn't fix the situation.
I couldn't fix the situation.
You murdered a banana.
Well, so I opened a banana, and there were four left because RJ had taken his banana from earlier today. And there were four left, and I pored over their physical appearance, and I decided this is the one I'm going to go with. And I sweet-talked it, and I said, you and I, we're gonna get down to business here. And I opened it up, and I guess it was a top-heavy banana. So I was holding it by the bottom part. Whole thing tumbled. RJ, my reaction to the fallen banana was very verbose.
Do you want to know what it actually sounded like?
Yes.
Ah! Oh, no! Oh, no! Oh, no! As he's like 3 feet from my ear, I thought the ceiling collapsed on his head. And I look over, there's a banana just laying on the floor.
My banana laying on the floor. Now, like a gentleman, I picked up the banana, threw it away, and then there was banana schmutz that was residual left on the floor. Clean that up.
Really quite the tragedy.
Clean that up.
It really is. And then luckily, he bought the 5-pack.
That's right. And then I bought the, and then I used, because this is my concern that you could lose a banana along the way. And then I opened and consumed my banana. And it was sensational.
And moaned as you ate it.
It was very good.
Because it was that delicious.
It was sweet like candy. Oh. This banana.
Oh. I don't understand why you didn't eat. I mean, that was a gorgeous banana that you opened.
Yeah.
I don't understand. It was on the ground for a second.
Are you out of your mind?
It dusted off.
Do you know what happened? RJ.
Not a chance.
No.
Zero.
Didn't even go through
my... Put a banana on the floor right now. I'll eat it.
Okay. Put a banana on the floor
don't
right
do it.
Now.
I don't want to eat it now.
Well, when you're ready to eat it. When you're ready.
You want me to have a floor banana?
You just said you don't know why I wouldn't eat it.
I give you credit. You picked it right up. Right in the garbage.
Well, because I'm a gentleman. I'm not going to just leave it there.
You see this whole thing going on with Anthony Bass?
I feel...
So you did.
I did see the story.
Yeah.
Yeah, I see a lot of things.
There's a lot of things.
Did you see his wife is...
That's
Jesse James Decker's
sister.
That's
right, yeah.
So I guess he wasn't with her.
No. She's
the
pregnant.
Wife, she's pregnant with their third, and they already have two kids. And she was traveling with the two children, who are, I believe, ages 2 and 5. And the little one dropped popcorn all over the plane. And I guess the stewards and stewardesses demanded that she clean it up. Now, I feel you have a single mom on a flight with two little children who's 4 months pregnant, 5 months pregnant. It seems it's not a great look to have her on her hands and knees cleaning it up. But this reaction from Anthony Bass, where he's freaking out about them having his wife clean it up. And by the way, when a 2-year-old is eating popcorn.
Well, they were giving it on the plane.
2-year-olds are not supposed to eat popcorn.
Yeah, but
it's choking
hazard. Have you flown with?
Yes, I have.
A 2-year-old by yourself?
Yeah, no.
Right.
No, I have not.
No.
So
you're going to give the 5-year-old the popcorn and the 2-year-old no?
But here's the thing. People are going crazy against Bass.
Yeah, because their kids should pick the popcorn up. I've never been on... Listen, I've been on some weird flights.
If you go to a restaurant and you drop food under the table, you're supposed to get down on your hands.
I think if it's a huge mess...
Really?
Like if it's a... Well, I don't think you got to... It's not going to be spotless, but if it's like an embarrassing amount of mess, like you don't want to just leave it there.
I think you could clean it up. I don't think this is cut and dry. I really don't. Like people are so against this family.
It's very polarizing, yeah.
Well, I mean, I guess
I've never heard that before, though. Like, I've seen some crazy stuff, dude. I was on a plane. I mean, I tell you what, like, people just taking their shoes and socks off. I saw someone come into a plane with, like, ice climbing, like, spiked shoes on, like, weird stuff.
The worst is the shoe and sock people.
Right.
That, What world do you live in that you think it's appropriate? I've seen a guy, shoes and socks off, feet up in front of, like, what kind of animal that does something like that?
Yeah, but I've never seen, like, kids on planes making, like, not huge messes, but, like, it's not, like, the kids were
I've never seen a family cleaning up after themselves.
No, I've never seen
it.
I've never heard. No. I've been on a lot of flights. A stewardess ask to have you clean up your mess. Like, why don't you, maybe you should clean this up.
Right.
But maybe I've never seen a mess. It didn't look, the mess didn't look crazy.
It's weird. Don't they have cleaning crews that come on?
Yeah,
I
don't abide by that. I hate that.
What do you mean?
When people just leave stuff like, oh, don't worry, someone else will clean it up.
I'm not saying, like, take the popcorn and litter it all over the ground because now the cleaning crew will come on and clean it up. But, it's a little kid. It's a two-year-old child.
It's a two-year-old kid, and it's a woman that's,
traveling alone.
22
who's
pregnant.
Visibly pregnant.
Yeah, that's a tough spot.
So I don't think this is a black and white situation. But, yes, I did know about it. It was quite a topic yesterday all over internet. Let's go to Eric in Bayonne. Eric, good morning. You're on 98.7 ESPN.
Good morning, gentlemen. I had a quick question, primarily for Rick, Raymond, and RJ, because, Dave, I know you're a little bit of a lunatic when it comes to this topic, but a little bit of backstory. I'm getting married this Saturday.
Oh, no.
And, obviously, it falls on Game 3, Devils and Rangers.
Oh, no.
I am a huge Devils fan. My entire wedding party, huge Devils fan. My soon-to-be wife, by association, also a fan, and the DJ, also a fan. So the DJ and I were talking. He made a suggestion to play the Devils' goal song if and when they score during the game at our reception. Then he took it a step further and said he knows the owner of the venue and he could put a call in because the venue has TVs mounted that are supposed to play, slideshows of the couple, but instead change those around so that they play the Devils and Rangers game.
Beautiful.
My fiance immediately shot it down.
Why?
But, she doesn't want people focused on the game because she wants people focused on the wedding. But feel like if I can
What time is the actual wedding, Eric?
The ceremony is from 5 to 5:30. Reception's from 7 until 11. So right game time.
Yeah. You're in big trouble.
No, there's no big trouble. You're getting married, man. Your wife is, by association, she's a Devils fan. She's not the same kind of Devils fan you and your buddies are. You suck it up. You take one for the team here. Whatever she wants on the televisions, she gets on the televisions and have the DJ play the goal song when the Devils score.
But you know it's going to happen now. So all of your Devils buddies who want to know what the score is, they're gonna walk out of the banquet hall and they're gonna check and or even watch the full game on their phone. You should tell her this. You're better served if you just let's just give the game to everybody in the venue and now you watch it.
That's
and
not
you
what
dance.
She wants.
It's not what she wants.
That's not what she wants. But she gets what she wants.
Eric, does she realize what the alternative is going to be, where people are now ducking out of the wedding to see what's happening in the game?
It may come down to it where I prop my phone up and I play it at the sweetheart table.
I don't know if that's a great move, Eric.
That's the worst of anything.
Yeah, I think that's an awful decision by you.
That's the worst of the entire options.
Yeah, you got to go home and sleep next to your wife. You don't get to go home and cuddle up with Jack Hughes, unfortunately.
No. Which would be nice, though.
That would be nice.
But that's not going to happen.
He looks like
an
excellent cuddler.
You think so? Well, he's little.
Cassie just sent me a text. Pick up after the kids, she said.
She said she would get...
She would pick up after the kids. But she's adamant like that. She doesn't like when the kids make messes.
But she would pick up after... I wonder if the Bass wife was snooty.
I don't know. That's a good question.
Or if she said nothing and they're just like, excuse me, you're going to have to clean that up.
Yeah, maybe. There's some nasty things, though. Santiago just told me someone posted... I guess she's not the only one that throws trash and then posted his ERA.
This is like 7.38.
Nasty.
Yeah, but still, you don't have to bring that up, Raymond. That's you.
Really nasty. I didn't bring that up.
No, he's referencing something he read.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Looking for more access to the show?
Why? Because you know why.
Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at DR on ESPN.
Now, Sherry chimes in on this popcorn gate. She said, I would pick up after the kids to make it a passable, maybe 85%. I'm not getting down to the tiny popcorn crumbs. Cleaning crew can do the rest. I don't know what the appropriate thing is, to be honest with you. I don't have a huge issue either way. they left it. They were asked to clean it up. She did, and now I guess Bass had a nervous breakdown about the whole thing.
Well, one way or another, you shouldn't let it get to that point. And I
but you don't know. Here's the thing.
I get it.
You're traveling with two children under the age of five.
Exactly. That poor lady had to be overwhelmed, and she's also pregnant.
And she's pregnant, so you don't know if she's nauseous, if she's not feeling well.
All of that is right and fair, but at the same time, then maybe keep the popcorn out of the toddler's hand.
But here's the thing, too.
Well, I think the point was that the airline provided the popcorn.
She should.
A two-year-old cannot have popcorn.
I get what you're saying.
Have allowed it to happen.
I understand what you're saying, but I have a 2-year old
right.
who, if he was on the plane with his brother and sister and saw that they got popcorn, he would have a nervous breakdown.
So maybe the stewardess goes by. Would the kids like popcorn? No, the kids are not. They're not allowed to have popcorn. Thank you very much. We're going to move on.
Maybe
but you're also
not pregnant. I've never been pregnant.
No,
I've seen my wife pregnant. I've seen my wife not pregnant, trying to deal with three kids, trying to travel with three kids. I just recently went on a trip with all three.
There is nothing more difficult than traveling with little children.
You're trying to make sure keep them happy. You don't want the one having a breakdown and crying because no one wants to have a kid that sits having a tantrum on a plane.
And there's nothing you could do.
There's nothing you can do. So if it's, oh, look, my sister has popcorn. If I don't have popcorn, I'm going to cry for the rest of the flight. Guess who's getting popcorn?
But what is the airline doing? Let's give you little weapons of ammunition to now throw onto the ground? I mean, popcorn is not something
it's
you would think would be an ideal snack for a child on a plane.
I see what my 2-year-old looks like, the area around my 2-year-old after he eats dinner or a snack.
Yes.
It's like a bomb.
It's chaotic.
But I also understand, I think it's specific to every person, not just parent. Like, there are some people that just leave. Like, some people go to a movie theater, and it looks like they're purposely throwing pup. Like, you walk by their seat, and it's a mess. There's wrappers. They're fine leaving it because it's like, you know, someone's getting paid to clean it up. That's not who I am.
That's not
I
nice.
Make a
but
mess,
you, there's
I clean
no,
it up.
There's no way you clean up after yourself at the movie theater.
Yeah, what do you mean
how?
There's no way? Oh, I don't.
So if you
all,
drop popcorn on the floor at the movie theater, you
I'm
now
not
get
dropping.
That and clean it
Have
up?
Have you seen me eat popcorn? No.
I've never seen you eat popcorn.
Every morsel is going right in the mouth.
Yeah, see, I miss often.
Right in the mouth. I'm not throwing it in my face. And then all the wrappers, I put it back in into like once
I
the
mean,
popcorn
is done.
I mean,
if I have a soda and it's in the armrest, do I pick it up and put it in the
trash?
Well,
how many
of
people
course.
Have you seen on a plane that just leave like they come around with trash and then you look over to the guy next to you and there's still...
Because
like,
people are disgusting.
Why would you just throw that away? They just walk by with a trash bag.
That guy took his shoes and socks off on the plane.
That seems to happen a lot, by the way. I've never
My father-in-law had
on
one drunk lady that fell asleep in his lap.
I told you, you weren't here on Friday when we were coming back from Florida. The lady in front of me, she reclined all the way into my lap. And I have too much respect for the person behind me. I won't recline at all. So now I have this woman on top of me, and I can't go anywhere.
Maybe somebody who does these type of things can call in, because I would love an explanation to how somebody can feel so comfortable on an airplane, on a compressed metal tube flying through the air, that you can take your shoes off.
They're on vacation.
How
many morning flights have you been on?
I've been on a lot of morning flights.
Where they come around with the drink cart, and it's like you can barely keep your eyes open because you can't wait to go back to sleep, and the guy next to you is like, yeah, how about what do we got for vodka?
You got tequila? Yeah.
Right, it's already, let's get this party started.
I can't.
I had a couple of women the other day on the plane. I thought they were going to actually create a baby on the plane.
Really?
They were
all over each other?
All over each other. And this was right next to the woman that was back in my lap.
I'll tell you what my biggest pet peeve in flying is. Is the person that's like two rows behind you, that the second you land,
they're in front of you,
and they bomb right in front of you.
Yeah,
like, can you please just relax? Where are you going?
Because there must be some
very
kind of
important.
I wonder if the people that get off the plane the first, they give them money or something. Like, why are people?
You're not going to win anything. No,
there's such a rush,
especially if you have to go,
and like then you got to wait for your luggage anyway.
Especially if you got to check bag.
They got to get off that plane. Let's go to Moses, making a very religious call in Dallas. Good morning, Moses.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
How are you?
I'm doing great, I'm doing better today, but I gotta tell you, I was a little upset on Friday.
Why?
Well, because, you know, you were gone all of last week, right?
Oh, 2 weeks ago, yes.
You know, I listen to the show every day, man. I'm like, you know, I'm not in the company, I listen every single day.
All right, you're a big listener. You love the show, and we love that. Okay, so go ahead. So 2 weeks ago, I'm away.
Yeah, and when you were gone, you know, Rick, man, I love Rick. Rick's the best. And they're talking, oh, we miss Dave. Dave's so great. You know, constantly playing Dave drops and, you know, Dave. And when Rick is gone, I don't feel the love, man. You don't talk about Rick at all.
Oh, here we go.
It's almost like,
Can I defend this? And just,
no, you can't defend it. Moses, listen to you.
You don't reciprocate.
You're making so much sense.
You don't reciprocate the love, man.
Moses.
Yeah, go ahead.
He took off one day.
No, this is premeditated
one,
by you.
One, nothing is
no,
premeditated.
No, I know it's premeditated because, no, because I know, because I revealed this to everybody for the world to see how diabolical you really are. What do you mean how? You know how.
What did I do?
Right, the fishing expedition. You knew exactly why I was texting.
Yeah.
And you knew in your mind, I'm not going to give him what he wants.
That's right.
So, right, you knew I'd be listening on Friday, and you didn't want to give me what I wanted.
No, it didn't even occur to me.
Of course it did.
Didn't even occur to me.
It gives you sick and twisted.
No, people said, "Where's Rick?" I said, "He's at a hockey tournament up in Lake Placid."
Sociopath is what you are.
I'm a sociopath.
Yes.
What are you? What is it you need?
You know exactly what
so,
I need.
Okay.
I shouldn't have to tell you. It's
from
been
now
how many years?
On, every time you're out, we're going to spend half an hour. Rick's not here. I miss him so much. This is. Such
I
a
want
tough
you to look
me.
I want you to look him right in the face, and go. You know what? I wish you were Rick. That's what I want.
All right.
Right in the eyes.
Okay.
See how we just see that moment we just had.
Next time you're off, I might write a poem.
See a haiku.
I might.
Do it.
What exactly is
Hickory
a haiku?
Hickory dickory dock.
Yeah.
I don't know exactly what a haku is.
Yeah. I think it's five syllables, seven syllables.
I can't do that.
Look at Romeo.
All of a sudden, this guy's got the haiku down, right? he's telling us Steven Adams is the backup center on the Grizzlies, but the haiku, he knows him immediately.
You just kept saying rhymes with Adams, so I just kind of figured you were going that way.
Because I couldn't think of the actual guy.
Which is why
if
I was
so confused. If I would have said signs,
the man lost a banana today. Can you cut him some slack?
Rhymes with Stark, then you could have gone with Clark. I didn't know who it was.
Man lost a delicious banana today.
Mm-hmm.
It's 10 cents he'll never get back.
Ever. But you know what, you guys.
I still can't get over that deal. 10 cents a banana.
Did you eat your banana?
No.
So is yours the last remaining banana?
No, Santiago has not had a banana.
Well, there's two.
There's two bananas.
Okay, so one went down. One went down. RJ's got his unpeeled banana, and then there's two remaining.
Or the tip of RJ's banana is getting a little discolored.
Because it's been open for a long time. Yeah. That's what happens.
Why did you make him open it?
Well, because we
I told him it's
going to
be the beautiful banana. All right, I'll do this promo, and then we'll get to a couple calls, and then we've got CMT. I don't like this. I don't like this one
bit. Because you love it.
Have you seen this, Reed?
No, I haven't seen it.
All right. RJ, who wrote this?
I don't know. Someone that doesn't like you.
I think he's universally liked.
I don't think so. I used to think that.
I think he gets taken advantage of.
I swear to you, I did not write this or change it in any way.
So this was just given to you.
It's a direct copy paste.
I feel dirty reading this.
See, the tough part is.
You want to get dirty?
No.
The tough part is the email of which it arrived in my inbox. There's so many people on it. I'm not going to blame the person that sent it. There's so many people in cahoots here. I don't know who's after you.
So, but is it fair to say someone is going right after me?
Yeah, someone doesn't care for your work.
All right. I'll read it as it's written, and I'll be calling out sick tomorrow. Here's your chance to build Dave Rothenberg's talented co-host ride presented by All-American Ford.
That's more like it.
Rev up the ESPN New York app and click on the contest tile to vote on the different vehicle options on Rick's 2023 Ford Bronco. Voting runs through Friday, April the 28th, when All American Ford will build Rick's ride. One voter will be randomly selected to join us in VIP at this year's Beach Bash on June 30th and have a chance to win the car. All brought to you by the All-American Ford Auto Group with huge locations throughout New Jersey in Paramus, Hackensack, Old Bridge, and Point Pleasant. Head to ESPNNewYork.com for promotion, rules, and information. So now I am Rick's talented co-host.
Right.
Yeah,
but I'll have the beautiful Bronco. You'll have a beautiful customized bike.
I think he's actually going to do the bicycle, by
the
way.
I do, too. I think it's a win-win.
How will I give away the bike?
Oh, we can find a way to give away the bike.
Yeah.
Well, maybe we do, how about this? Beach Bash, maybe we do a live Stump Rothenberg. How about that?
It's possible. Anything is possible. RJ, this is, I gotta be honest, this is very, very, very nasty.
I don't think it's nasty at all. I think it's the truth, and I think you should read it and like it.
and shut your mouth and stop complaining. I think that's
stop
what
talking
I,
to
yeah,
me
think,
like that.
I think that's what rubs people the wrong
and
way.
And guess what we have coming up at 7:45 this morning around the league on a Tuesday. Right, RJ?
Oh, there it is. There's the cat in the corner.
What do you mean?
Lashing out now.
We'll do another around the league and we'll push CMT off till when?
Who's the cat now?
I'm sorry.
This is
you screwed up. Just admit it. Say this. My name is RJ Santillo and I screwed up. Say that, please.
Say
that,
guy.
Please, because it's the truth. My name is RJ Santillo.
I'm not going to repeat
and
after you.
And I screwed up.
But I will say, the read is mislabeled. There's no around the league today.
Oh, so
he knows that.
I'll cross that baby
because he knows it.
My name is RJ Santillo.
I'm not going to do that.
And I screwed up.
I did screw up. I admit that.
Okay.
At least I didn't drop a banana.
You did not. At least I cleaned up after myself, unlike somebody's wife.
Did you?
RJ, did I clean it up after myself?
You did.
Okay.
You did. That was a school of Dave Rothenberg thought there. Somehow, Anthony Bass's wife, back to her.
She would have left the banana right there on the floor.
No, stop.
She, absolutely.
Stop.
Okay.
You can't leave a whole banana.
She might have cleaned up the banana and left the after schmutz.
Maybe. I think that's right, actually.
Maybe. How much? Well, there wasn't that much after schmutz.
RJ, there was a decent amount of after schmutz.
Yeah, it needed a wiping.
Needed a second helping.
Yep.
Of cleanup. Let's go to Tyler in the car. Good morning, Ty. You're on 98.7.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Good morning. Shout out to the company.
Good morning.
I just wanted to do a little Devils Rangers preview. I got the Devils in four.
Come on.
We're gonna go.
Come on.
I'm just kidding. I think it's gonna be a great series. But LaGreca's talking about how the Devils have no chance because the Rangers wouldn't have went out and made these moves if they didn't think they had a chance. Everybody who's in the playoffs right now.
Yeah, but Tyler,
they have a chance.
But Tyler, what you should ask Don is then why would the Devils go out and get Timo Meier then?
Yeah, but he said Timo Meier is an okay player. Patrick
what?
Kane is a different
Wait, hang
level.
On. Don said the Devils have no chance
no.
in the series.
Don is a Devils fan. Fraud fan,
Don
but he was
is
a Devils
taking
fan.
The Rangers. He says that the Devils have no chance because the Rangers wouldn't have went out and made those moves.
But what sense does that make?
That
doesn't
sound
like
chance.
Something.
That doesn't make sense.
I don't believe you.
But Tyler, that's nonsensical, though.
Don LaGreca would say.
That's nonsensical. I mean, they definitely made moves to try to win a Stanley Cup. That doesn't give them.
But I mean, if Don actually said that,
victory.
And I don't, for the record, I do not believe
he
said that.
It was the day after the regular season ended and the matchups were set. He previewed the series, and he says that he thinks it's going to be a good series. It's not going to be a runaway, but he thinks that there's no chance that the Devils get past the Rangers.
I'm going to text Don in just a moment. I find it almost impossible to
believe
that he said there's no chance.
I don't believe it. I think Don actually has said I think he would have preferred the Carolina matchup
for the Rangers.
When asked.
How could you say that? I mean, the Devils have home ice.
They got home ice.
The Devils had a better regular season, and they are a terrifying team to play.
Fast as hell.
How could you say that? Don would never say that any team in the postseason has no chance. He would say Florida has no chance against Boston.
The man's got a Devil's tattoo on his calf.
How do you feel about that?
I don't love it. I don't love it.
It's kind of odd.
Well, I mean, to now be a Rangers fan is odd.
Is he a Rangers fan, though?
I think so.
So serious question. Raymond, you might have the answer to this. Who is Don rooting for in this series?
Rangers. Because like Dan Grasso, Rangers is better for him.
Yeah,
so,
that's the answer.
So this whole fraudulent thing that Don was a Devils fan growing up, right out the window. So he can be bought.
I think Don has explained this point multiple times.
Well, I haven't heard it explained properly. How is he rooting for
the Rangers
in the series?
So, Raymond, let me ask you a question. All of a sudden, Giants call and say, hey, we got this great offer. It's a ton of money.
Did we not? Dave, did you not ask this question last week?
Well, I don't remember.
This exact question.
He wasn't here last week.
Who wasn't here?
No, you weren't here last week, right?
I wasn't here one day.
2 weeks ago. The same thing. So you would stop rooting for the Cowboys and you would root for you?
I wouldn't stop rooting for the Cowboys, but what's good for me is good for me.
All right, so Giants-Cowboys playoff game. You work for the Giants. Giants win, you're going to get another week or more of employment. You'll get a bonus, you know, maybe a parade, or your Cowboys. Who are you rooting for in that game?
I'm still rooting for the Cowboys, but I'm not outwardly showing it.
But you're rooting for the Cowboys.
Yeah, but that's different, though. That's respectable.
But that's a win-win.
Not how Grasso and LaGreca look at it.
Yeah. They are disgusting. Those two, they deserve each other.
Well, you got to mention too. I mean, that Don is Grasso's kind of like mentor.
Yes, he's like his muse.
Right,
absolutely.
Wax on, wax off.
It's kind of gross. He grew up as this. He grew up to the point that he has a tattoo of the Devils winning the Cup, and now he's all in on the Rangers. So what my mindset is, and I like Don very much. Don can easily be bought. Easily.
Easily bought.
If you let him do a couple games play-by-play and pregame for a team for the year, now he roots for your team.
Right. So, I mean, all we got to do is bribe him.
That's right. So if there's anything we ever want from LaGreca, we dangle a carrot right in front of him. Maybe we dangle the banana in front of him, and then we have him.
Ipso facto, we got him. Right where we want him.
It's disgusting. You know what's not disgusting?
CMT?
Or?
Calls?
Around the league.
We're not doing around the league.
My sheet says around the league. RJ, what are we doing now?
CMT.
Okay, let's go then.
To cuddle.
Oh, yeah.
To marry.
We'll see naked ladies.
Or to trash.
The attack did he?
That is the question.
Who's it brought to you by, Dave?
I crossed it out. Ramsey Mazda, it looks like, through the scribbles.
Yep, that's correct. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you for pointing
that out. Do you look at LaGreca as a fraud fan?
No.
What do you look at him as?
No, because God forbid he says anything negative about the K-Show.
You're like a politician is what you are.
No, I don't.
Because his heart will always beat the K-Show.
No, because...
It's disgusting.
Listen, that's near and dear to his heart, calling those games. I would never go after him for who employs him. Listen, prestigious, original six team. I don't think a lot of people would pass on that. Anywho.
I would.
Do you doubt that?
You know that's true.
Do you doubt it?
Yeah, you would.
Does that make you better?
I think you would.
Okay. Well, it makes you a better fan, yes.
I think I'm a better fan than Don, yes.
I think you're a better fan than everyone. I think you're crazy.
I am crazy.
But I think you are a better fan than anyone at this station. I do agree.
You would fight that battle to the death?
No. Well short of that,
in fact.
So, a team that is near and dear to your fandom, at the top, you would say, the Giants.
I love them.
Yeah, they're missing two players at OTAs. Not going to make a huge deal of it. Saquon, Dexter Lawrence, both not at the voluntary OTAs. Neither is Quinn Williams. So, I asked the two of you, of the three of them, Saquon, Dexter Lawrence, Quinn Williams, cuddle, marry, trash, the order of which you believe one, two, maybe all three of them eventually get long-term deals from their current respective teams.
All right.
This is an excellent start, RJ.
I find it easy to trash Saquon. He's not going to get a long-term deal. It's not going to happen. Both of the other guys will. I guess now the question is which one gets it first. I know they're negotiating with both. It's a flip of the coin. I will say Lawrence, I'll marry. Williams, I'll cuddle, but it could easily go the other way.
Right. So, I mean, that's... The easy way out is what you just did.
What do you mean?
It could go either way.
It could go either way.
Of course. So I asked the question.
I gave you an answer.
That's why I asked the question.
I gave you an answer, for God's sakes.
All right, here we go. I'm going to trash Saquon. I think I'll cuddle Williams. Aww. No, I messed that up. I'm going to cuddle Lawrence. Aww. I'll marry Quinnen.
Why?
Because I think he's going to get his deal done first.
Okay.
And he's a stud.
That has nothing to do
with
the answer,
though. He looks like he'd be a nice cuddle, though.
He's a nice guy,
actually. It's a lot of man.
Nice, nice guy. Mm. All right, continue along with the Randall League, RJ.
You're a bad guy.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, you mentioned Quinn Williams. Do you know who Quinn Williams' agent is?
Drew Rosenhaus.
No. That would be one Nicole Lynn.
Oh, okay. Jalen Hurts' agent.
Oh, sign of things to come.
And he just got paid.
She's getting deals done.
She quote tweeted herself back from the playoffs, I believe, after the divisional round when Jalen Hurts had played well. Somebody find me a Brinks truck back in January. She quote tweeted that yesterday. Found it. Nice. Sign of things to come for Jets fans, perhaps.
He's going to get Jeffrey Simmons money.
I'd say that's fair.
Yeah, and so is Dexter Lawrence. They are elite defensive tackles.
Certainly are. Alrighty. Four low seeds in the NBA currently lead their series. Going to take out the Bucks and the Heat until we... Sounds Mike Budenholzer sounds a little more optimistic that Giannis could play in game two. So until we know more, we're going to take out the Heat leading 1-0.
You want me to play some Budenholzer?
Would you like to?
Yeah.
This is unprecedented.
He's very optimistic about Giannis for game two.
He's still sore, but I think progress. You know, he's getting some treatment. You know, I think we'll just continue to monitor him for the next, 24, next day or two. And probably fortunate that 2 days between games.
There you have it. See, very optimistic.
Now, when I labeled it around the league, I didn't tell you which league we were going around. So maybe it was the NBA.
Maybe it is.
Look at us. Around the league. Brought to you by Mazda. So, that leaves us with the Knicks leading the Cavs.
What's the question again?
He hasn't asked it yet.
Yeah, I'm going to get to it.
Okay.
Thank you for paying attention, Rick.
Sure.
You're welcome.
So, you know, I had sound I had to play.
Did you have to?
I wanted to. I thought it made the whole segment
better.
You
could press that that screen with your finger, too.
Yeah, the one right in front of you.
Yeah, the touch screen.
No, one. No, not that one.
Not that one.
You know what? Continue along, please.
This is all a callback to when Dave tried to touchscreen a non-touchscreen computer. And became very frustrated with that computer.
You know what? Forget it.
Yeah, I mean, we got great guys in the locker room. Mature guys.
Enough.
He just started playing all these
sounds. It sounds like it's a crowded room.
He eight of them. No, 10 of them he just pressed.
That's right. They're still playing, so pop me up. It'll sound great.
No, don't do it.
I'm keeping it down.
You're an animal.
You're like Anthony Bass's children.
Yes.
All right.
Because you guys are so nasty to me. Segment.
And if we had flight attendants, you'd demand they'd come in there and clean up.
No, I would never.
Too.
No, as evidenced by the drop of the banana, I would never demand that.
I give you credit for that.
Please continue.
So Knicks over the Cavs right now, 1-0 in their series. Lakers over the Grizz, 1-0. And the Clippers over the Suns, 1-0. Of those three low seeds, the Clippers, the Lakers, and the Knicks, Cuddle, Mary, Trash, which you give the best chance at winning their series as an underdog?
Who? I am going to trash. Oh, that's a good question, RJ.
You know who you have to trash.
The Clippers.
Yeah.
I'll trash the Clippers. I will cuddle the Knicks. I'll marry the Lakers.
I'm going to agree, but only because of the uncertainty surrounding Ja Morant. If you told me Morant was going to be there for games 2 through 7, I would actually marry the Knicks. But because of Morant maybe not being there for game 2, I'm going to marry the Lakers.
Of course.
Listen, I wanted to just say a little
nice
something
explanation.
Different than you. Thank you.
By the way, what's so wrong with reseeding every round of the playoffs like the NFL
Nothing.
Does?
Nothing. Why, that's why how it should be.
Because these leagues are
so dumb.
Brackets. Fill out your brackets. I only want to fill out a bracket once a year. Is that okay?
Have you ever once filled out an NBA bracket?
Never.
No.
I mean, nobody does it. Nobody cares. Nobody's interested in that. So stop it.
We all agree. Look at that.
Yeah.
Alrighty. So Jalen Hurts is soon to be a wealthy man. Nice 5-year deal, including $179 million guaranteed. Could be worth up to $255 million in total. Good for him. So that leads me to, if you were starting a team tomorrow, taking out Patrick Mahomes, who, by the way, is still rehabbing that ankle. If you're starting a team tomorrow, cuddle, marry, trash, who are you doing it with? Jalen Hurts, Josh Allen, or Joe Burrow?
All right.
Don't be a fraud now.
I'm not going to be a fraud.
Don't be a fraud.
We know how you have to answer.
We know exactly how you have to answer.
What do you mean how I have to answer?
You know how you have to answer.
You have a narrative.
You're exactly right.
Well, I'm going to answer the question the way I see fit. And I'm not going to play into any narrative or game that you guys are looking for from me.
You want a banana?
I had one. Thank you.
you threw it on the ground.
I'm going to marry Joe Burrow.
Fraud.
Who's a fraud?
You're a fraud.
Why am I a fraud?
Because you were telling me not too long ago that Josh Allen was the best quarterback in the league.
I'm going to cuddle Josh Allen. And I like Jalen Hurts. I think he's a good quarterback. But of those three, he's the third. I will trash Jalen Hurts.
I have to agree.
If I'm Josh Allen from you, that feels like a sympathy cuddle.
It's a slap in the face.
Yeah, I wouldn't love that.
Slap right in the
face.
You
know, I'm a good cuddler.
I don't know about that.
He could have a good time cuddling.
So Burrow, right now, and what you're telling me, Burrow over Allen, that's your... Moving forward, that's the rankings.
For today, that's the rankings.
So yes. Allen's dropped down a notch to you.
Yeah, I think Allen is probably in that 3 to 5 range now, yes.
He reserves the right to change his mind.
Thank you, Raymond.
Interesting. All righty. So
Hang on.
Oh.
You're listening to DiPietro and Rothenberg on 98.7 ESPN, WEPN-FM. New York.
Sometimes I want to punch you right in the face.
Why?
I just want it. Don't you want to just punch him sometimes?
I think he could beat me up.
No, there's no
Are you out of your mind?
Chance.
Are you out of your mind? I would demolish him.
Have you felt his body?
Close my eyes like a pinata. Head. I'm shooting out.
Well, there's
a lot of muscle in that little frame.
If I couldn't beat him up, I couldn't beat anybody
here's,
up at the
Here's
station.
The problem, though. As you've said, Rick, you can't underestimate crazy. He'd take one of the K-Show, you guys are in the K-Show studio, he'd take one of the light fixtures and like beat me over the head with it.
I would strangulate him.
Yeah, I don't.
I would put my arms right around his neck and just strangle him. I'd crush his Adam's apple right into his.
It's troubling how quickly that came.
There'd be nothing left. You talk about the Law and Order guys coming in; like they wouldn't be able to determine what.
The fire marshal would be in here.
He's probably in the wall right now. What's tough about that is how quickly that scenario came right to your head.
What do you mean?
Didn't even have to think about
it. I'd strangle you.
Well, because he watches all the serial killer shows all the time.
I know things. I know what they do.
You've learned from the masters.
You're right after the kneecap, too. That's a deadly spot.
This is damning audio. So finally,
you'd have to get on the ground to get his kneecap.
I hope you're never ever suspected of doing something.
Why would I be? I'm a nice guy.
All signs port to Dave. All signs.
No, I would never hurt anybody.
By the way, we've talked about airplane etiquette. How about Dave? If we revisit the Ativan incident, he's lost his mind on a flight back from Vegas. Yep. Only cares about the Giants as there's immense turbulence.
The turbulence. They told
us. You want to see the matter?
We were going to possibly crash.
You're like, well, how will I make it to kickoff?
I was like, if I miss the Giants game, I'm going to be really pissed off.
Oh, no. So, finally, we talked about airplane etiquette earlier. If you missed it, Anthony Bass, former pitcher, his wife was on a flight with their kids. She's very pregnant. Their kids are throwing popcorn on the ground. The flight attendant made the wife clean up the popcorn. So, I ask you, though, to culinary trash, which element most important to uphold at all times when we talk about airplane etiquette?
Okay.
Is it to remain fully clothed the entire flight, shoes included?
Yes. That's disgusting.
Is it to give up the two middle armrests to the person in the middle seat? Or is it to not recline your seat all the way back?
It's a good one.
So which is most important?
Yes.
I feel like this one's easy.
So I'm marrying clothed. That's got to be married.
That's right.
I'm going to cuddle recline. Aww. Now, armrest, this is what I like to do. I like to have, I'm social on the plane, especially if I'm in the middle seat. I think we have a conversation.
You're the last person I want to be sitting next to. You're the person who wants to be my best friend.
No, I fall asleep right away. I just got to get the parameters down.
Okay.
This is what we're doing.
Have you been on the plane with those people, though?
Yes.
Hey, I'm Steve with Wisconsin, yes. And I've never been to Indianapolis before. It's like, Steve, listen.
Right.
I didn't care before I got on the plane.
Don't care.
I'm not
going
to care after I get on the plane. I don't want to know now.
I was coming back from a wedding in Buffalo once. Few times have I been this hungover my entire life. It was 6 in the morning.
Ugh.
I had to come back and work a Jets game on a Sunday.
Oh.
There's a man that was going, I kid you not, big game hunting in West Africa and was telling me every species.
He was making a stop in New York City.
Yes, layover. And was telling me every species of animal he intended to try to kill.
Now, this is one of those guys
you
who
made
take
a mistake.
Like, pictures with lions.
I didn't say a word, though.
No, you made a mistake.
What's that?
You should have said, listen, we talk about dangerous animals on the show all the time. Is the hippopotamus more dangerous than, in fact, the lion?
He was hungover.
He's like Doesn't matter.
He's like an animal insider.
That's right.
Listen.
He's the Mel Kiper of animals, yes.
Anyway, Dave.
So what am I doing again?
You're marrying most important.
He understands why I'm struggling with this.
Well, a little bit.
So you need to stay clothed. You can't take the shoes and socks off. It's disgusting. I'll marry fully clothed. I'm cuddling, reclining. That is extremely obnoxious to recline into someone's lap, especially with the little amount of room you have. And I will trash the armrest. And can I be honest with the two of you, three of you right now?
Mm-hmm. You don't sit in the middle because you're wealthy.
No. I want both armrests. If I'm sitting in the middle, I'm going to aggressively go after both.
You'll fight for them.
Well, and in a perfect world, you can also share an armrest.
You're sharing, yes. Yeah.
You can, but there are some people that aggressively claim the armrest despite sitting on the aisle or window seat.
Yeah, but isn't there enough room on the armrest where I can take the front or the back of the armrest
in theory
position properly?
In theory there is, but
you know what
I'm not
person
sure that
I don't like?
Do
the
that.
Person that sits at the window that goes to the bathroom 3, 4, 5 times the flight.
That's tough.
Excuse me. Do you want to switch seats? Because you clearly have a bladder issue.
I still maintain, Rick brought up a great point earlier, few people are worse than the people that pop up from 26D as soon as the plane
right
lands.
Ugh.
All right, let me get up there to row 24 so I can get off 6 seconds
And then
sooner.
Their luggage always comes last at the luggage drop.
Yeah.
Always. They're sitting there waiting forever and ever and ever.
It's like, I got to tell you, buddy, your stuff's not going to be there when you get off the plane.
Thanks for listening to the DPetro and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN New York app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.